This is the article entitled Atonement and Eucharist by Mildred LeBlond from her 1939 Association Address. Atonement and Eucharist. This subject has been so misrepresented by the teaching of false theology and employed in the use of religious rites and ceremonies that it requires some study on the part of the Christian scientist to gain a practical understanding of the atonement which he may use in his daily living. The atonement is a hard problem in theology, Mrs. Eddy tells us, Science and Health, page 23. It is hard because nothing but gloom and suffering have been associated with it by the so-called Christian churches. The fact is that neither gloom nor suffering has anything to do with the atonement. Basically, the atonement, as understood in Christian Science, is the knowledge of man's at-one-ment with God, mind, the understanding of the oneness of being, and that one being God. Jesus, endeavoring to teach his disciples the true meaning of atonement, gave them as symbols the bread, the cup, and the wine. We all know there is far more involved than mere ceremony in the Last Supper, in which Jesus broke bread and passed the cup to his followers. He was telling them of their oneness with God, and by the use of the symbols, was showing them how to live the atonement. Quote, "Our Eucharist is spiritual communion with the one God. Our bread, which cometh down from heaven, is truth. Our cup is the cross. Our wine, the inspiration of love, the draught our Master drank and commended to his followers." End quote. Science and Health, page 35. The first part, "Our Eucharist is spiritual communion with the one God," is given a new meaning by the definition of the word Eucharist, Webster's, joy, to be grateful. We might put it this way, "Our Eucharist is joyful atonement with the one God," or "grateful communion with the one God." It indicates for us the state of thought required in the demonstration of our oneness with mind, that which joyfully asserts and maintains the one divine being, God, in the face of seeming evil. Our bread is the truth we know and are about any situation with which we may be confronted. Our cup is the cross, but it is far from being the cross of old theology from which hang gloom and suffering. It signifies the elimination of false beliefs, and this need not be a mournful occasion, but a joyful one. Our wine is the inspiration of love, the mighty power of thought which gladly and joyfully spiritualizes one's experience by the realization of the truth of being, that God and man is one. Principle and its idea is one, as Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health. When Jesus was confronted with the seeming evidence of sin, disease, or death, he asserted and maintained man's oneness with God. And he knew it so well that the evidence changed instantly. When he said to the man with the withered arm, "Stretch forth thy hand," or to Lazarus, "Come forth," he was demonstrating the at-one-ment and Eucharist as understood in Christian Science. Every time you or I heal a case, we are doing the same thing, asserting and maintaining the oneness of God and man in the face of seeming testimony to the contrary, a testimony which would tell us that God may be all right, but man is either sick, sinning, or dying. Being is one, and this one is God. If God is not sick, man cannot be sick. Or if God is not dying, man cannot be dying. Or if God is not sinning, man cannot be sinning. Asserting and maintaining the oneness of being in the face of seeming contraries brings about the evidence which proves that God and man is one. Thus we find that Christian Science is the only religion or science in the world today which is teaching the practical demonstration of the Atonement and Eucharist.